The buses are having to close down because of no water, Catherine, today. The water, we're told, is going to be off until the afternoon. But on the bigger problem, this is happening all too often. This is happening daily, weekly basis over there now for the last while. The last year or so in particular has got very bad. And the whole reason being, the pipes are old and the pipes are bad, and the whole network through Fulcarra town and around Fulcarra itself needs to be all changed. But it's not acceptable. A good day like today, businesses are having to close because they can't sell teas and coffee, so on. Hairdressers will be suffering as well. They won't manage to do people's hair. It's ridiculous, like. And it's all down to because it's not getting highlighted. We're blue in the face, all of us, getting on to Irish Water about it, and we get the same old runaround. We're looking into it. Pipes are bust. We hope to have it fixed such in a time. But we're getting no proper answers. And a lot of that is happening because it's not making to the media, the likes of yourselves, not making it to Highland. And also as well, coming into Easter now as well, how are we going to manage more tours about everything else? The similar problem has happened as well in Dunfanaghy. When the pressure comes on now, with Easter time coming, the people in around Dunfanaghy, the outskirts of Dunfanaghy, homeowners won't have water at all because of so much pressure down there. And this is what I was saying in my canvas, we need reservoirs to try and alleviate the problem here. This isn't going to work in these small towns here, and businesses are going to end up closing indefinite, because how do the council expect them to pay rates, pay taxes, and then they don't get water in return for their taxes and so on then?